State lawmakers are considering a bill they say would help make schools safer for teachers. The bill would alert schools when students have a run-in with the law. But as WUWM's Taryn Powell reports, some teachers say the proposal would do more harm than good.
The so-called Teacher Protection Act seeks to open juvenile criminal records for school officials. Currently, all juvenile records are confidential, but the proposal would allow teachers access. Republican Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld is the author.
When you have students who have behavioral struggles and it sometimes manifests in violence against other students and teachers, it allows that teacher to know kind of what those trigger mechanisms are with that student to try to avoid those situations. And if they do occur, you know, what sort of things have been done to make this successful? You aren't going to know that sort of thing if you don't have access to those records.
Thiesfeld spoke during a public hearing of the Assembly Judiciary Committee Thursday. His bill would require law enforcement to notify a school within 24 hours of arresting a student for a violent crime. School administrators would be required to notify teachers of a student's record before the student returns to class. And school leaders would be required to notify police within 24 hours if a student assaults someone on school grounds. David W. Olean spoke at the hearing. He's an administrator in the University of Wisconsin system. Olean says Thiesfeld's bill has done the public a favor by raising the issue of school violence.
The problem is that neither political party has taken seriously the issue of violence in our schools. Violence in our schools did not begin 1 year ago, 5 years ago. It has been going on for nearly half a century.
Despite support from people such as Olean, the bill, formerly known as AB 693, also had opponents. Several who spoke claim the bill would violate federal laws of confidentiality. They add that the bill might actually put students at a disadvantage. Joanne Yunke is the policy director of the organization Wisconsin Family Ties. It held a news conference before the hearing to criticize the bill.
Make no mistake, AB 693 is a stunning example of proposing to do more of the same thing and expecting a different result. This bill would elevate ineffective punitive responses that are already being overused on our most vulnerable students, students with mental health challenges, students of color, students with disabilities in general.
The future of the bill is uncertain. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he agrees that legislators should address student discipline, but he's unsure whether this particular proposal is the way to go. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.